Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here is your host, Dave Parker.
Welcome to a special edition of the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, coming to you from the studios of Holy Spirit Radio in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. I am your host, Dave Parker, with this special highlighting three Bucks County events with the common themes of kindness, acceptance, love, humility, and forgiveness. Let's begin by praying St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. We will be right back with our guests, Joan Marlowe Cullen from Penridge School District, Robert Whitley, attorney from the Bucks County Blitz, whose website is buckscountyblitz.org, and Thomas Lloyd with the Bucks County Choral Society. Visit their website at buckschoral.org. We will be right back.
A draconian New York abortion law impacts Pennsylvania. I'm Maria Gallagher, the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, and this is Pro-Life Notes. Pro-abortion New York Governor Andrew Cuomo recently signed an outrageous law which permits abortions up to the moment of birth. Furthermore, the lethal law also provides no protection for babies who are born alive as a result of botched abortions. The law has sparked outrage all across America. Here in the Keystone State, we're being flooded with phone calls and emails from people wanting to take action. Fortunately, Pennsylvania bans late-term abortions, and the New York law does not apply here. But there's so much more we can do. To find out how you can help, visit our website at www.paprolife.org. It's your chance to be a lifesaver. And remember, there's always a reason to choose life.
We are blessed each week to have the Order of St. Paul the Hermit, the Paulines, share their work with us on Czestochowa Radio. Learn of events at the Shrine of Czestochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, as well as their work in the U.S., Poland, and around the world. Czestochowa Radio, Sundays at 4:30 p.m. in Polish and 4:45 in English. Holy Spirit Radio, your Philadelphia Catholic radio station, home of Czestochowa Radio, Sundays at 4:30 p.m. You're listening to Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Spirit of Delaware Valley. You just heard Go Light Your World by the Daughters of St. Paul. Joining me in the studio, I have Robert Whitley and I have Joan Cullen. And I have another guest, and he's joining us by phone. He is Tom Lloyd. Joan, why don't you introduce yourself and why you're here and what you're going to talk about?
Thank you. My name's Joan Cullen. I am a Penridge School Board member, and I'm here today to talk about Rachel's Challenge, which is a program that we are bringing to the Penridge School District. In fact, over half of our students will see programming during the day, and then at night on Wednesday, March 13th, we're going to have an evening presentation with Daryl Scott, who is the father of Rachel Joy Scott. She was lost at Columbine, and he delivers a message about how you can start a chain reaction of kindness and compassion. And so we're inviting the public to come to that presentation, and we're hopeful that many will join us.
Excellent, excellent. What night is that going to be?
Wednesday, March 13th.
Yeah, so that's next Wednesday. It's
yes.
Coming up kind of fast. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds so good, Joan. We can delve into that a little bit more. But Robert, you're here, and what is your event?
I'm a lawyer in Bucks County, and about 3 years ago, I started doing things relating to the opioid crisis, and I started an event called the Bucks County Blitz, which is basically a coming together of the community to get involved and address this issue within our community.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bucks County Blitz grew from 7 events in 2017 in 10 days to 70 events last year, coming up this year from April 6th to April 29th, and we've already got at least about 50 events, and I expect a whole lot more.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I attended the NAC, the Newtown Athletic Club. Mr. Worthington, Jim Worthington, offered his space for, I think, the final event, was it not, last year?
Yes, it was called the convention.
The convention, and it was awesome, I just have to say. I went to that. I didn't go to any of the other events around the county, but I basically learned of it then, and I've been kind of on fire for wanting to do this ever since. And when you sent me the email and it went out to your contacts, I said, oh, I got to get this on air somehow. So that's pretty much how I came into it. And when I call it a Holy Spirit moment as well, I mean, I can say that, you know. We are a Catholic radio station in Philadelphia. So, Tom, your turn.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us what you're going to be doing on the 24th of March in Bucks County. I think it's at Guadalupe Parish?
Right. I'm director of the Bucks County Choral Society, now in our 44th season, and we're presenting a rare performance of a major composer's oratorio, Cesar Franck's setting of the Beatitudes. There are many settings of the Mass and settings of the Passion, and other sacred texts, but there are very few and no major works that I know of like this for large orchestra, chorus, and 5 soloists devoted to the Beatitudes, which is the central text of the New Testament. And we are a secular, independent community choir made up of people from all faiths. In fact, we are sort of proud of our don't ask, don't tell policy on both religion and politics, because we know there's a lot of diversity in our community, and so we come together to focus on music, and people hear what they hear in music and let them take it where they want it to take them in terms of their own faith journey or their own perspective. Our home venue for the last several years has been Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Doylestown. Monsignor Gentili has been very, very supportive of our presence there as a way of connecting to the broader community. Most of the works we present, of course, because of the nature of the literature, are sacred works. We also try to connect to the community through not only musical connections, but through social services and churches in the area. For this performance, we've had a series of videos going up where religious leaders and social service leaders reflect on a particular beatitude and how it speaks to them at this time.
Tom, can I jump in? And to that end, that's what struck me about the three of you. And I had a Holy Spirit moment, I think, because at bottom, you know, the Beatitudes are awesome. This is more ecumenical, but if you look at each of you and the type of work you're called to do in your professions and your desire to help, that's where I'm going with this. I mean, in your spirit, in your personhood, you want to help. You know, this crisis of the opioids. And Joan, you know, that touched your heart. You said as soon as you heard that and you were at that for the first time, you walked back. You were so inspired. You said, we have to have this. I see the Beatitudes, if you will, the Holy Spirit, as the common denominator. And Tom, to your point, I did look at some of the vignettes, you know, the little two-minute videos the other night. And basically, it was, I just said, we have to do something. And I think, you know, we have more in common to go help people in the way we can do it. And that's what I'm all about. And I want to bring this, you know, to our listeners, our faithful, we call them the Holy Spirit, you know, faithful radio family of listeners and others, you know. Sometimes we don't know who's listening. You might, you know, punch on 1570 as you're driving down 95 or wherever you're driving, or on Alexa, if you have Echo Dot. We're doing the evangelization of helping people. So I just wanted to say that. Jump in, anybody.
I agree. I mean, I'll tell you this. The success of the Blitz has been because people in the community have it on their hearts, and mm-hmm. they want to do something,
absolutely.
And
mm-hmm.
they just need a mechanism to get involved and network with mm-hmm. others and mm-hmm. do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I want to go back to what Tom said about it just comes to people wherever they are. It doesn't matter if you mm-hmm. are a person of faith necessarily, but mm-hmm. it speaks to your soul. And mm-hmm. to me, that's really what Rachel's Challenge does. It speaks to you, whoever you are, wherever you are in your walk, as I think Tom might have said. And that's why I feel like it's important for the whole community mm-hmm. to come and see the message. And I think it does tie in well with the Blitz, because the opioid crisis, you can do a lot of things from the outside. And I think someone said you can't litigate your way out of it. You know, you can't punish your way out of it. And when I heard that message last year at the kickoff, I thought, really, it's a spiritual thing. It's mm-hmm. something for your soul. And mm-hmm. so I think
that's what we need
to work on.
Yes.
We're having a kickoff April 5th at mm-hmm. the Justice Center. It's a media event, a networking event, and that's mm-hmm. to rally the community together at that event with the media mm-hmm. and everybody to network. Mm-hmm. So I would urge anybody to get on board with that. You basically can go to the website, BucksCountyBlitz.org,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and you can find out all about it.
Thank you for that. Well, I was going to say, well, Joan, you started to go a little deep on that program, you know, mm-hmm. Rachel's Challenge. Could you kind of give it some more depth?
Yeah. So her name was Rachel Joy Scott, and as I said, she was lost at Columbine, and she had this way of doing things, small things, to have an impact on the world. And I was thinking on the way over, actually, it's like Martin Luther King's statement about darkness can't drive out darkness, only light can do that. And Rachel
Amen.
Scott was, yes, Rachel was the light, and she challenged everyone to also be the light. And what's incredible about her story is that she did all of these things. She was inspired by Anne Frank to keep journals. And so she kept track of these things that she was doing and wrote about them. She wrote an essay before she died, about 6 weeks before she died, in which she issued a challenge to people to start a chain reaction of kindness and compassion. And mm-hmm. even though her father always mm-hmm. knew she was a kind and loving girl, mm-hmm. he didn't know until after she was gone.
Yeah.
The extent of what she had done for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, it was quiet mm-hmm. and it was small, but mm-hmm. she had such an impact. And he heard story after story mm-hmm. from young people that came up to him about how she inspired them, supported them, was loving mm-hmm. to them. And then he felt like he wanted to bring her challenge mm-hmm. to the greater.
Can I read a quote
yeah.
From some of the material that I received? As Rachel wrote in her journal, I have this theory that if one person can go out of their way to show compassion, then it will start a chain reaction of the same. People will never know how far a little kindness can go. End quote. So basically, yes, as
Joan said,
I agree
with that.
Yeah.
100%.
It starts in our families, mm-hmm. Our neighbors, our friends, and even people that we may not get along with. Something in Scripture just recently in one of our homilies, you know, We can certainly do good to those who love us, and we love those who love us. But that's not the tough part.
That's the tough part.
No. The tough part is they don't like us, and yeah. there's that tete-a-tete or butting of heads at times. But anyway, so that's why I was inspired by this. How about you, Robert?
Great stuff. I mean, I agree with it 100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to reach out. We need to give.
Yeah.
And we need to keep giving, because giving and supporting and encouraging and embracing others is what builds. And mm-hmm. that's what we need to do. We need to build our efforts. We need to build the community. Mm-hmm. And we all live here. We all work here.
Mm-hmm. It's to our benefit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Tom, what struck me about the Beatitudes, I was just looking at the details and as you had structured it. Now, let me get this straight. You did the major resurrection, no pun intended, work on this piece. Is that what you have done? And how long has it taken you?
A member of the choir passed on to me a recording of the piece done by a European choir and orchestra, and I had never heard of the piece before and was deeply impressed when I heard it, found that the composer, Cesar Franck, who's the composer of Panis Angelicus, that is very familiar to people.
I love that.
and several orchestral works that that people also know. He considered it his most important work, and it's performed a fair amount in Europe, especially in France, Germany, and Italy, and there are 4 recordings made by groups over there, but it's rarely, if ever, performed in the United States, and that's partly because the original is in French, and it's a long work, and a lot of French, and for a community choir, to learn that much French and be comfortable with it would take a lot more rehearsal than probably twice the rehearsal that it would take us otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But with the wonders of the web, I came across a score from 1899, a vocal score that was a singing translation in English. And it was actually pretty good. I mean, with a translation for singing, you have to make it work with the music, so it's not just a literal translation. And this was done, as we found, for 3 performances around that time, between 1899 and 1903, one in Philadelphia, one in New York, and one in Boston. But there's no trace of it being performed in the U.S. since then. And when we went to rent the parts, we found that they weren't even available in the U.S., and we had to have them imported from Europe. So we're guessing. We haven't found any record of any performance since the beginning of the 20th century, and this is something we offer alternating between very familiar works like the Brahms Requiem and Bach B Minor Mass, and unfamiliar works like Elgar's The Apostles, which we presented a couple of years ago, which was another masterwork rarely performed. I think the thing about music is that it allows us to come together, especially in a live performance.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
To a deeper level that goes beyond the words themselves, and again, that people can get a deeper glimpse into our common humanity and be inspired by that to go out and have more of a reason to do all the things that need to be done because of our mutual concern. And in this case, this work was written by Franck. He wrote it over 10 years, and at the beginning of that period was the Franco-Prussian War, which only lasted about a year and a half, but resulted in 250,000 dead and wounded. The French side, and they lost, and so it brought into question all the normal assumed rules of how life should work, and the Beatitudes are all about humility in the face of violence and overweening pride. And so Franck digs quite deeply into that. For example, the first of the 8 Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. He has the choir take on the roles of, in one case, the terrestrial choir, or the earthly choir, and in the other case, the celestial choir. And the role of Christ is a baritone, very smooth baritone. And what he does in each movement is he first portrays the situation in the world. So for this beatitude, he starts off with the tenors and basses of the chorus singing, "All the wealth of the earth is our desire. We worship pleasure. Of joy and mirth we never tire." This is the English singing translation. And rather than just leaving it at that, the celestial chorus sings about the consequences of that, that all that wealth doesn't really give us what's important. When our hearts are oppressed in the midst of our pleasure and despair without measure has filled us with dread, where has gladness fled? And to that, the voice of Christ and the baritone answers, "Blessed he who from earth's dreams awaking turns his heart from worldly pride, who every other joy forsaking, of wealth the golden fetters breaking, treasures of heaven spreads around on every side."
I was going to say, can I jump in here for a sec? I read your bio, and you you have some divinity background. Is that, you know, studies? Is that correct?
Yes, I was, at one time I broke my musical studies to be a candidate for the Episcopal priesthood, attending Yale Divinity School, and I'm now, after 22 years of teaching at Haverford College, I'm now the Director of Music and Arts at the Philadelphia Episcopal Cathedral.
Okay, wonderful. We will be right back with our guests.
A longtime supporter of Holy Spirit Radio is Holly Hill Health Foods, a locally owned, family-run business for over 26 years. They offer a wide selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and formulas. They also have nutritionists to serve your needs. Visit Holly Hill Health Foods at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, Pennsylvania, or call them at 215-361-7770. You can also shop online at hollyhillvitamins.com.
Are you looking for a way to calm down and slow down from stress and worry? Then look no further. St. Andrew Parish in Newtown, Pennsylvania invites you to a Lenten Prayer Hour on March 27th, 2019 from 7 to 8 p.m. Be with the peace, compassion, and mercy of God and with all of us seeking peace for ourselves, for others, and for all creation. Let the words of Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God," penetrate your heart and soul to bring you His peace. So join us at St. Andrew Old Church, 135 South Sycamore Street in Newtown, Pennsylvania, for this Lenten Prayer Hour. Hospitality and fellowship will be from 8 to 8:45 in the lower church. All are welcome. For more information and to let Sister Pat Kelly know for planning purposes, email her at srkelly@stapn.org or call 215-968-2262, extension 51, by March 25th. A quote from St. Vincent de Paul: "If we should well consider all that is human and imperfect in us, we should find but too much cause to humiliate ourselves before God and men, even before our inferiors."
You're listening to Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio.
You just heard Panis Angelicus by Tatiana. Now let's get back to our interview. You know, a mutual friend, and all of us know Milo Morris. You know, he reached out to me 2 days ago and said, "Are you still doing that morning program?" And I had to say, sadly, no. It's on hiatus. But we may come back. Who knows? The Holy Spirit knows. But that's right. How I got a hold of you. So thank you. But I'm just reading, in the depth that Franck wrote this. And again, he was so moved and he wanted to do something about all that anger and all that violence and all that bad stuff from the wars.
Greed
and avarice and all
pride
that. Yeah, that just struck me.
I think it's incredible that this is all coming together right now. You know, the Blitz, Rachel's Challenge, and this Beatitudes performance. I like what Tom said about the common humanity and how I think there is a lot of anxiety in the world right now. You hear that word a lot. People have anxiety, and I think it's because they're focusing on what is coming at them from the world and all of those things that you were just talking about, the anger and grief and what have you. But these things, the Blitz events, Rachel's Challenge, this choral performance, it's going to give people that moment to just recenter themselves and refocus on, you know, their spirit.
But I agree anyway. I think we need to focus on what is good, right, and true. If we get stuck in a negative, we're gonna die in the negative. If we go toward the light, we'll stay in the light.
Yep.
And I absolutely agree. This choral event and Rachel's Challenge, the Blitz, how can we incorporate these all together?
Well, I plan on going. You know, I plan on availing myself of all of these different events that are going to be going on. And I just, the common thread is that common humanity that Tom spoke of. And it's the idea that if you're the light, you know, you don't have to rely on anything else that's happening in the world to direct what you're going to do. You can be your very own light. And just like lights are, you know, the power of them is measured by candle, right? How many candles is a light? And so we can all each be one little candle, but together we're going to be a great big light.
Absolutely.
And we're going to push out any darkness that's there. So it won't even be, you know, part of our thought process, because we're going to be focused on the positive. And I think when we start doing that more and encouraging people that they can do that, I think we'll see some of these other problems kind of lessen.
I agree. How can we all work together? How can we be the light? And you know what? I think people are attracted to the light. I see all this polarization in the world and all this, you know, hostility. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Let that go. Just focus on the light. Be the light. Try to do what's good, right, and true. Mm-hmm. I know in this community of Bucks County, there are a great deal of good people that want to pursue a course of action that is good, right, and true. They want to build this community. They want it happy, healthy, wholesome, and safe.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that about people. That's how I feel, too, that people are very much entrenched and feel like they need to be at each other, you know, always arguing or focusing on our differences. But we are more alike than we are different. And if we can just focus on those things, and it doesn't have to be grand gestures, you know, it can be very small things. And that's what I loved about, you know, the things that Rachel Scott did. They were small, and no one even knew she was doing them until she was gone, like I said. And so that's another thing I want people to take from it is it doesn't have to be grand. You don't have to think real big. Very small. Start with yourself and the people right around you, and you can make a big difference.
I agree. That's the success of the Blitz right there. When when David here talked about the Holy Spirit, people have it on their hearts to do good. What they need is, how can I get involved?
Exactly.
And how they can get involved. The Blitz only ever offered them the opportunity to get involved in the place where they sat, the place where they were, and in the resources that they have.
Exactly.
I didn't do anything. All I did is give him a place to do that. And that's why it exploded from, you know, seven events in 10 days to 70 events in 2 weeks. And it's huge this year, too. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to Rachel's Challenge coming on board. We're going to do whatever we can to incorporate that.
Excellent.
And that is powerful. That there, I think, that will build people up. Because, Robert, you're saying it. Hey, I'm presenting the opportunity to you, but you're going to take the step. And when people do that, that really makes you feel better. You know, about yourself, and I hope that people will go to the concert, too, and be inspired. I plan on going.
Oh, absolutely. I do, too. one of the benefits of working at this station, I see a lot of public service announcements or requests for those. And, I voice them, and they go out over the air. But I say later, I want to go to that. I want to go to this. I want to go to that. And I tell my wife, and she says,
Joan
go ahead.
Joan and I were talking about how our community can light up the Holy Spirit and how we can take all those little flames in our hearts and we can, light up the community.
Yeah.
All the goodness that people want to do, all the goodness that people have in their hearts, how we can do good with the community. And I believe all of these events are really excellent.
I had the thought that sometimes we get so isolated, individuals, ourselves. And a lot of the folks, the victims of maybe the opioid crisis or drugs and alcohol and everything else, or maybe just some other, like a mental health issue, they seemed isolated. But efforts like this, and as you were saying, Robert, basically just uncovers that. And hey, I have something in common. Look at all these people that are struggling day to day with whatever it is.
That's
the beauty of this. They need hope.
They need hope, and they need, there's a helplessness, I think, that drives people toward destructive behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you feel helpless because you feel like you're at the mercy of all that's going on in the world around you. But mm-hmm. if you stop yourself and you think, wait, I don't have to be at the mercy of the world
mm-hmm.
around me.
Mm-hmm.
I can flip that. If the world can affect me, I can affect the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
Absolutely.
What do I want the world to be? I want the world to be good and loving and kind and, mm-hmm. Encouraging and supportive. And you can do that with just one little act.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that people will get involved.
I love Joan's statement of you do it within the framework of the place where you are mm-hmm. and the people that are around you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do something stellar. Start
mm-hmm.
with your spouse. Start with your kids.
Yeah.
Start with the people that you see at school, in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It catches on. It catches fire. That's mm-hmm. why the Blitz blew up as big as it was. I didn't mm-hmm. mean it in a bad way, but it mm-hmm. blew up.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't me. It was everybody just doing that.
Yeah. Because there are a lot of people that think it, but maybe they don't have the courage they're shy and that kind of thing. And they say, well, I like what they're doing.
Yeah,
I can't do that.
But
I like what they're doing. And they join. But it's a function of getting, feeling comfort and feeling
exactly.
and taking the courage. And I think, and everybody's different. So, and everybody's at a different place in their journey.
Exactly.
In this life.
Yeah.
So what do you say, Tom?
Well, we see musical performances is not just stopping with music, but with connecting to the community more broadly. And one of the groups we've partnered with in the past is NOVA, the Network of Victim mm-hmm. Assistance, which part of their mission is supporting victims of gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a program last year that combined the Mozart Requiem with a new requiem called the Child's Requiem that Stephen Sammets wrote in response to the Connecticut school shootings.
Mm-hmm.
And we teamed up with NOVA on that. They were in the narthex with all their materials and making presentations just before the concert, and we connected each other's audiences. And we've done similar things with CB Cares, the Silverman Clinic, the conservatory in town that serves a whole range of people. And we see this as a way, again, of music being, especially large choir music, being something that connects people together. Okay, if you go to our website, buckschoral.org, BUCKSCHORAL, and scroll down to the Beatitudes page, you'll see a link to Listener's Guide to Franck's Beatitudes. And what I've done there is I have a brief description of each of the movements and a sample from a recording, a brief sample of to give an idea of what some of the music is like.
That's what I listen to. Well, speaking of that, I think you did the first Beatitude. Maybe. Oh, wait, Robert, you have a thought.
Tom, can you bring a contingent to the kickoff of the Bucks County Blitz?
Idea.
We have a stage. We have a podium. We have a lot of people and a lot of media there. Just a brief piece or a clip of your performance would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we also do. It takes a little advance notice on our part because we have to see who's available and depending
just
on the space.
Just ask Milo.
We're a big choir, right? Talk to Milo.
Sorry.
Talk to Milo. But we're a large choir, and so if we only have a few people sing, it's not quite the same thing, especially for the pieces that we do. But we do make an effort to sing out in the community in support of organizations doing fundraising and benefits and so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, maybe would you continue maybe the second Beatitude and kind of unpack that?
Second Beatitude is blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Mm-hmm. And here he sets the scene by having the terrestrial chorus sing of their hopelessness, their darkness, sort of alternating between fear and sadness. And then what follows, leading up to Jesus' message of hope, is a celestial chorus that alternates our five soloists singing as a quintet with the full choir singing the text. Jesus says, "Oh, blessed are the meek, for them earth's treasures are all gathered." The celestial chorus in compassion for those singing about the fear in the world, for poor human souls thus striving, give holy meekness birth. Her sacred lamp burns ever brightly. She only can allay your care. She only maketh hang more lightly those chains which goad you to despair. In other words, the whole idea of those who are forbear through difficulties and don't respond to them with vengeance towards others will be rewarded in the end. That forbearance, humility, and compassion will win out in the end over all the darkness that the world can bring.
I have a thought on that. Here we are in Lent. Mm. You know, what do we call each of us called to do? Basically, introspect or focus, you know, on where we are in our spiritual journey. And oftentimes, you know, people say, they talk about the aridity of, or being in the desert that we all go through sometimes. And we don't have to self-impose it, but in a way Lent does. But it's a refresher, and it helps us to get really look at ourselves in the here and now. And then hopefully learn from that and change, and a metanoia, if you will. So that's a thought.
No, I agree. I think that's another thing. People say, well, we've heard the message, be kind. Who hasn't heard be kind, be compassionate? We've heard it 1,000 times, and we have. But mm-hmm. just like you said, you need a refresher course. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need it to be brought back in front of you mm-hmm. to make you realize that it's something that you should be practicing each day mm-hmm. In whatever way that you can. So I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. very, very good. Anybody, any other thoughts?
Well, Tom inspired me that I should share our website.
Absolutely.
You can go to penridge.org. Penridge is one word, PENNRIDGE.org. And also on the Penridge School District Facebook page, you'll see a lot more information about Rachel's Challenge. It has a couple of testimonials from, mm-hmm. from students who were impacted by it. So mm-hmm. take a look at that. And Robert, mm-hmm. what's yours?
The Facebook page is just Bucks County Blitz. The website is buckscountyblitz.org. And we do have a calendar with a whole bunch of events up there now. We have a whole bunch more to come on. And the email is buckscountyblitz@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's themed. I like it.
What a concept. How about you, Tom?
Right. Our website, buckscoral.org, has it all. Just click on the highlighted photo of the Beatitudes with Christ holding as a sculpture of Christ holding the cross on a mount. Mm-hmm. And you can see the performers for this are really special. The orchestra is Symphony in C, which is made up of recent graduates of Juilliard and Curtis, mm-hmm. Who are on the brink of long-term orchestral careers. And so it's a really special
Beautiful.
Group because they're fantastic mm-hmm. players and they're eager to learn new music. The soloists, there are five soloists, as I mentioned, two from outside our area, Melissa Mino, soprano from Maryland, Dan Coakwell, a tenor who teaches at Ithaca College in New York and who was our tenor soloist in the Berlioz Requiem last year, if you were there for that. Our mezzo soloist from Philadelphia is Misun Gim. Our baritone soloist singing the role of Jesus is Randall Scarlatta, who was a nominee for a Grammy this past year for Best Vocal Performance.
Wonderful.
In his recording of Schubert's Winterreise. And then the bass baritone, who has several big moments as Satan and as the Angel of Death, is Jason Switzer.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, thank you for recapping that and saying everything. Again, it's so rich, and we only got through, what, two Beatitudes?
So,
wow, there's so much more to come, folks. So as you hear this, you know, check your calendars. I know everybody gets busy in Lent, and not Lent, and just day-to-day busyness and families, and no matter what your age, if you want to be inspired, you know, go to all three of these if you can, or find out. And then, and if you can't for some reason, I don't want to dissuade people, but I mean, go online and read about all these wonderful events,
You
know,
you
Rachel's
that.
Challenge, the Bucks County Blitz, and the Bucks County Choral Society, and this presentation by Cesar Franck on the Beatitudes. So, yeah, there's so much richness, and I just want to thank each of you for joining in. Let me give opportunity for, you know, final thoughts and anything else as we go through Lent, and we look forward to these events and others. How about you, Robert? Do you want to?
I would just like to encourage the community. Everybody in every place, in every spot in their life, can do something, and it doesn't require a huge undertaking. It's the little things, the thousand little things every day that make a huge impact. So just the little things. Just get involved. There's a great reward for doing that. It'll light up your life. It'll light up the lives of the other people around you. It will give back 100 times what you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I agree. And I'll just reinforce that because it bears repeating. Start small and it will become big. Like Rachel said, start that chain reaction. She did something small and it has exploded out into around the world, actually, they've gone. And I just would like to thank you, David, for having us
You're
here
welcome.
Today.
You're
welcome. I love this. I mean, it's not work. It's a calling, I think. I don't know. It's I'm so blessed to be able to do this and bring great folks like you together that represent such great organizations. Tom, again, any final thoughts on
yes.
this?
Yes. Well, first, thanks for inviting me to be part of this discussion. It's always wonderful, again, for us to be part of a broader discussion of the community. And I would just say that if you feel with all the things you read in the news and so on, that anybody that talks about virtues of humility and compassion, that's nice to think about but has no weight in the world, then come and listen to the Beatitudes, because that's what Frank was struggling with and has a tremendous amount of faith that in the end and even in the now, kindness, compassion, and mercy will overcome greed and violence and lust for power, that it's the real thing, and it's the way that we can live together and grow together in greater peace, harmony, and justice.
Yes, very well said, all of you.
The light will overcome the darkness.
Absolutely. And well, I had a thought of the first two commandments, you know, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, and to love your neighbor. A lot of things come up, you know. I'm thinking, wow, this is so powerful. How about you?
I have to just agree that the light will drive out the darkness, no doubt. We just have to get started, commit to it. And I'm glad, David, that you said about having courage, because people often are too shy or don't feel like that they could do something. But you do that one thing. Mm-hmm. Just start with one thing and build from there.
It's the little things, and it's amazing how many little things people can do within this space and place that they are, and they don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. It's easy. You don't have to be intimidated.
Don't be, and it can be quiet. Rachel was quiet. It wasn't known until after.
Yeah, gone too soon, but
yes.
Look at her legacy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Now look at Frank's legacy, you know, Tom. And here we are in the 21st century, and his work from 100 plus years ago is being brought back. You know, I think that's right. So awesome. So.
And if you love Panis Angelicus, you will love the Beatitudes, mm-hmm. because it's that and so much more.
I'm always inspired by musicians and composers and artists such as yourself, Tom.
Yeah,
awesome.
Music and art, they're very important. You know, and speaking as someone that involved in education, it should always remain part of education, because you can speak to people through music and art, and I think that's wonderful.
Through their hearts.
Yes, right through their hearts.
I guess we'll kind of wrap this up, and I want to thank you again, and you're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're all welcome. And, hey, don't be strangers. You're always welcome back. You can contact the station, 215-345-1570, or go to holyspiritradio.org, send an email, and... We will get back to you. I mean, this is for future events, so I don't want this to be a one and done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all righty.
I'm game.
I'm game, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, and have a blessed Lent, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with some closing thoughts.
Hello. This is Joe DeFinis from the Mary Mother of the Redeemer Men's Group. Please join us the first and third Saturdays of every month at 6:30 a.m. at 1325 Upper State Road in North Wales, PA, 19454. If you are interested in becoming a better man, a better father, and a better husband, you need to join us. Be a better man by following Christ. Please join us the first and third Saturdays of every month at 6:30 a.m. at 1325 Upper State Road in North Wales.
On the road once again. I'm Rhea Gallagher, the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, and this is Pro-Life Notes. The Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation hits the road this spring with our popular Town Hall Tour. It's an opportunity for our staff to bring the latest pro-life news and information to localities throughout Pennsylvania. It's also your chance to get your questions answered on a range of topics dealing with the tragedies of abortion, infanticide, and euthanasia. Over the years, we found these town hall tours to be a tremendous way to connect with pro-life individuals throughout the Commonwealth. People appreciate our dynamic, fact-based presentations, which are proven crowd pleasers. If you've never been to this event before, make plans to attend this year. You will be amazed at what you'll learn, which you can then share with your friends on social media. If you'd like to learn more about the Town Hall Tour and all our other pro-life events, contact us through our website at www.paprolife.org. There's always a reason to choose life.
You're listening to Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio.
One day I stood on the shore, and I called to the waves, come to me, come to me. And I laughed as they rolled to my feet, and I said, see the ocean, the mighty ocean obeys me when I speak. Yes, obeys me when I speak. Ah, but my Lord and my God looked down on his child who played by the sea. In his mercy and love so sweet, he commanded the ocean, that mighty ocean, reveal the truth that she seeks. Yes, reveal the truth that she seeks. I am the Lord of the earth, sea, and sky. Get your deepest desires known to me. It is I who command the wind, rain, and fire. Yet my sweet child is so precious to me. My love and my mercy you see. Then a great wave crashed to the shore, faster than my eye could see, and I could neither speak nor move. And oh, that ocean, that mighty ocean, It soaked me from my head to my feet. Yes, it soaked me from my head to my feet. And as fast as it came, it was gone. And I stood silent on the sand. Then I saw that one drop of that mighty ocean lay glistening on my hand. Like a jewel I could not keep, so I tossed it back into the deep. Then the voice of my Lord spoke to me, and he said, see that drop you throw into the deep. Could you find it if you were to see? And I said, no, Lord, the ocean, this mighty ocean, it is too wide and too deep. Yes, it is too wide and too deep. Then he said, this drop is like your sin, thrown in the ocean of my mercy and love. Could you find it if you were to see? In the ocean, this mighty ocean of mercy, so wide and so deep. Yes, my mercy, so wide and so deep. And I said, no, Lord. And he said, then child, why do you seek them? I am the Lord of the earth, sea, and sky, yet your deepest desire is known to me. It is I who commands the wind, rain, and fire, yet my sweet child, so precious to me. My love and my mercy you'll see. Yes, it is I who commands the wind, rain, and fire, yet my sweet child, so precious to me. My love and my mercy you'll see. And this is a true story.
You've just heard Oceans of Mercy by Dana. I am so glad you were able to spend time with me for this special edition of The Spirit of the Delaware Valley. I hope you got a lot from the three great guests, Joan Marlowe Cullen talking about Rachel's Challenge, Robert Whitley with Bucks County Blitz, and Thomas Lloyd with Bucks County Choral Society, highlighting Franck's The Beatitudes. I want to give Dale and Jane Meyer congratulations on the 20th anniversary of Holy Spirit Radio on March 19th, 2019, the Feast of St. Joseph. This apostolate has been blessing the Delaware Valley and the Philadelphia region with strong, Catholic, consistent content. Best wishes for another 20 years. This is Dave Parker. Have a blessed and holy Lenten season. God bless you.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.